Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police are investigating after two people were found stabbed to death yesterday inside an apartment in Cypress Hills, Brooklyn. Our Marla Diamond following the story. She joins us live.
And Linda, this is still a very active investigation with police from the 75th Precinct and detectives going in and out of this two-story home. There are several family members gathered outside. They identified the victims as father and daughter. And we spoke to the grandson of the 91-year-old man. He told me he believes the murderer was known to the victims. They have been identified as 66-year-old Jacqueline DeLyons and 91-year-old Roosevelt Simmons, longtime residents of this block here in Cypress Hills on Warwick Street. They were found lying on the kitchen floor Sunday afternoon by a family member with slash wounds to their necks and were pronounced dead at the scene. As we said, this is a very active and ongoing investigation. Several people are being questioned, and as of right now, nobody has been arrested. Reporting live from Cypress Hills, Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And a man is dead after a stabbing at Agenda, a nightclub in East Elmhurst, Queens. Police say the 55-year-old had gotten into some kind of dispute inside the club early this morning with a man who pulled out a knife or some other sharp object and plunged it into his chest. The victim was rushed to Elmhurst Hospital, where sadly he died of his injuries. The suspect, meantime, was taken into custody at the scene. No word yet, though, on any charges or what might have sparked that dispute. President-elect Trump is expected to learn his fate tomorrow in his hush money case here in New York City. Our Julia Pop-Up following that story. She's got the details and joins us live.
Yes, Linda. Will Donald Trump be sentenced for his conviction on 43 felony counts? Will the case go away? Decisions that will be made by Judge Juan Merchan, who presided over the month-long trial back in May. Trump was then a candidate for president and a former president and was found guilty of business fraud charges when a jury found he covered up payments to porn star Stormy Daniels to keep the information from voters. But the Supreme Court decision on immunity for a president may come into play. Prosecutors say Trump was a private citizen then, and this was a private matter. And this is a state, not a federal case. But defense lawyers are arguing there was testimony at the trial pertaining to the time after Trump was elected and in the White House, so they say all bets are off. The judge is expected to rule tomorrow. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It looks like former Congressman Michael Grimm's injuries are far worse than were initially reported. In a Facebook post, City Board of Elections Director Vincent Ignacio revealed that Grimm was left paralyzed when he was thrown from a horse 2 months ago while playing polo. Grimm represented Staten Island in Congress from 2010 through 2015 before spending 6 months behind bars for tax evasion. Ignacio says a GoFundMe has been set up to help pay for Grimm's medical bills. The Marine Corps will be the featured branch of the military at this afternoon's Veterans Day Parade here in New York City.
Marine Dakota Meyer, a Medal of Honor recipient for valor at the age of 23 for the lives he saved in Iraq and Afghanistan, he's the Grand Marshal. When we spoke with Charles Kitzinger, he's a Navy veteran, who tells 1010 Winds many of his fellow vets still feel constantly disrespected.
I feel a lot of people, you know, they honor us, and then, you know, we're kind of out of their heads. There needs to be more tangible ways to show appreciation to the veterans.
The 105th annual New York City Veterans Day Parade, as is tradition, it will kick off at 12:30, but a ceremony first with a wreath laying at Madison Square Park. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here on Fifth Avenue.
The parade marches up Fifth Avenue from 26th Street to 47th Street. The Jennings Creek wildfire, which started burning in Passaic, New Jersey over the weekend before spreading into Orange County in upstate New York, is only about 10% contained. And the windy conditions in our area today aren't going to help keep the flames from spreading or the smoke from affecting the air quality in our area. Here's AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire.
Large fires in New Jersey and the Hudson Valley caused Saturday's bad air quality, with northwest winds sending the smoke right into the city. The good news is that the westerly breeze today is keeping it north of the city, aiming it more into Connecticut. But on the other side, we have a front swinging through tomorrow that shifts the wind back to the northwest, aiming the smoke of the city again. Winds also increase, with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour tomorrow. And this is going to erase the little good that the overnight rain did, putting us back to where we were, with dry fuels and little chance of additional rain through at least Thursday and likely into early next week. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire.
And that fire also being blamed for the death of a New York State Park employee. Officials say he was hit by a tree while working with firefighters. The fire has now scorched more than 3,000 acres so far. And a stabbing is under investigation in Lower Manhattan. Police say a man in his 20s was on East Houston and Christie last night when someone stabbed him in the back before fleeing the scene on foot. Fortunately, he survived and is recovering. No word yet on a motive for that stabbing. And the search continues for a Long Island man wanted in the deadly stabbing of his own father.
The neighbor heard a scream for help, help, and she went out on her porch, but didn't see anything because it was so windy.
Says a neighbor of Joseph Zoll here in Rocky Point.
Yeah, I knew him.
What type of person was he?
Very nice. Sweet.
The 61-year-old was found stabbed to death. Authorities say they are searching for his 23-year-old son, Matthew Zoll, in connection with the crime. But so far, the son has not been found.
It's scary. I mean, you hear about it all the time, but when it's close to home, it's different. I normally don't lock my door when I walk the dog, and I did today.
Anyone with information on Matthew Zoll's whereabouts, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers. All calls are kept confidential. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Rocky Point, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.